A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Mem Gimel, Yuma 43b, pagination page 86, about halfway on the page, towards the end of a line, Masnisin Einu Mishnah. Our topic today is how the Kohen Gadol would get ready for his annual audience, entering the Kodesh Kadoshim, the closest earthly location to the Shekhinah. There's a fascinating Rashi on this Mishnah when later on in the Mishnah it's discussed how on Yom Kippur, instead of walking on the side of the Kevesh, of the ramp of the Mizbeach, the walking would be down the middle. So Rashi says, Kiben Bayis, Osa Atzmo Kiben Bayis, he would make himself like a resident, like a very familiar in his relationship in the Beis HaMikdash. The word Ben Bayis, very reminiscent of Moshe Rabbeinu, B'cho Beisi Ne'emon Hu, that Moshe was comfortable in all of Hashem's location, so to speak. Beisi, his house, he's a Ben Bayis here. He's comfortable. And that's the attitude on Yom Kippur, just as we have in our own little way, we make ourselves into malachim, we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus HaLeolam V'ed aloud, we wear the kittel, which is reminiscent of malachim, of purity, of white. So there's an entire preparation and a mind frame that goes in to this important audience where the Kohen Gadol would go into the Kodesh Kadashim. And part of it was simply logistical, where we try to make things easier for him because he's the one who has to do the avoda on his own. And he's carrying the ketores, for example, together with the fire pan. And the Mishnah mentions we have the fire pan of that day with a handle that's a little bit longer so that he could put it with his arm supporting it. Another aspect which is involved here, besides mind frame and logistics, is the fulfillment of the pasuk, which indicates that he's supposed to shecht the animal first. In Parshas Acharemos, it's Perek Tes Zayin, pasuk Yud Aleph. V'hikriv Aaron es parachatas ashalo v'shochat, he's shechting the animal. Then, in pasuk Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, the ketores is described. And then in Pasuk Yedalit, he's bringing that blood from the animal that was shecht. In Pasuk Yedalit, he's bringing it in and sprinkling it in the Kodesh Kadoshim. And there's an obvious challenge to be Mekayim these psukim in their order, in that if the blood was left during the time that it took him to bring the Ketores into the Kodesh Kadoshim, the blood would congeal, and it wouldn't be available for him to be able to sprinkle it properly. And therefore, as we'll see in the Mishnah, there was a person designated to stir it so that it shouldn't congeal. And the position of that person who was stirring it is also subject of discussion. The Gemara mentions that certainly he was not located in the Ohel Moed, in the Kodesh, because no one's allowed to be there. This audience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Kohen proceeded to was a private audience, an exclusive audience. He was the designated person for Klal Yisrael. And therefore that person, as ready as he was to assist the Kohen Gadol, but he was located outside of the Kodesh in a special position designated for him. So let's see the Mishnah. Shechato, he shecht this animal that was an atonement for himself and the Kohanim. V'kibo b'mizrak es damo, and he received in a utensil the blood. V'nosno l'mishu hu memores po ala rovid ha-revi'i shebahechol, and he gave it to the person who was on the fourth row of the tiles, the way the floor was, it was symmetrical tiles. So on the fourth row, Kedei Shelo Yikrush, he was mixing it so that it wouldn't congeal. Nota Machta, Va'olo L'Rosh HaMizbeach. Then the Kohen Gadol proceeded to ready the ketores by getting the coals in the fire pan. Upina gecholam elach va'elach, he moved the coals to the sides. V'chotam en amocholos ha'penimios, he got the inner coals from the fire. V'yored v'nichal rovet ha'revi sheba'azara, and then he put the fire pan on this fourth row in the azara, also getting it ready, and then he's going to ready the ketores itself. Normally, they would use the fire pan made of silver to take the coals out, and then he would move it to a golden utensil. On Yom Kippur, we accommodate the Kohen Gadol's needs. We don't want to overwork him, overtax him, and therefore he scoops from the fire directly using the same gold utensil, and we don't make him do the transfer. Normally he would scoop up in a larger utensil and then transfer it to a smaller utensil. But today he would scoop up in the same utensil that he was going to use going directly in. Let's skip two lines, and then at the end of a line, normally it was a heavier, stronger utensil, and today it was a little bit lighter. Normally it was a short handle, today it was a long handle, so that he could help hold it by using his arm. The color of the gold also was different according to Rabbi Menachem. Normally, part was in the morning, part was at night. Today was a full portion used to go into the Kodesh Kadoshim. And that's the calculation that's given, that when they made Ketores, they made 365 portions plus 3 to accommodate Yom HaKippurim. Before Yom Kippur, they would re-grind the portion that was going to be used for Yom Kippur. It was extremely fine. Normally, the Kohanim would go up and down on the sides of the ramp. But today, the ascent and descent was down the middle or up the middle of the ramp, as we mentioned from Rashi, Mare Kivodo V'chibosan Shal Yisrael, we show the honor and the endearment of the Jewish people. Shehu Shiluchan, the Kohen Gadol, is their designated person, and he's like a Ben Bayis. He's comfortable. He walks right up the middle of the ramp, showing that special relationship. Let's skip down to the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Vaksiv v'chal adam lo yiyah ba'ol moed." No one is allowed to be in the Kodesh part of the Beis Hamikdash during this avoda. How can you tell me that a person was standing there mixing the blood during the Ketores service? Amar Rav Yehuda Tani Shal Heichal, that the four rows were not counting from the door of the Kodesh, counting inwards towards the small Mizbeach, four rows, but rather it was counting in the outwards direction from that doorway, counting into the Azara, four rows, and that's where this Kohen who was waiting would be positioned. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.